1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. Welcome, Black, The Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 1017 FM. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I'm the legendary home of Blow, along with my girl. You good now?
We back from break.
What's your name? What your name is?
Bales.
All right. Yeah. 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 So
Don't make her come up in here now. We straighten everything out.
Hey.
Get everything sewed up.
we are talking about this extreme situation. And again, when we think about our seasoned citizens, when we think about those who are disabled, that can't do a lot of things for themselves, and some are confined to wheelchairs. Just a lot of the stuff that is going on at this Merrill Park building. And again, I just want to know, like, what happened to giving them a notice? They're obviously saying that they haven't received any notice.
They're
saying
nobody.
That they had the one guy, it was so far to try to walk to get to a bathroom, like
right.
Out, not in the building, but like right. Walking to be like, who has a bathroom
yeah.
that I can use? And it's a lot of people that may not be able to do that. So what is their alternative? 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talk text line.
And they said there's one bathroom that they could use.
One bathroom.
But here's
but
the
that
thing.
Was after they that was after they created the fuss.
Right. So there's one bathroom in the building that they could use.
Yeah.
I mean, 100 people? Really? That's what we're doing?
Yeah. We've got Pat on our Truth Talk text lines. Pat, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
Hey, good morning, family. I was thinking we cannot do anything about that those people that won't fix it because they said they don't have a timeline. But the community maybe can drop off water. I plan on dropping off a couple cases of water.
That's what I was thinking.
If we could just do that until at least they have some water to drink, because it's been some hot days and I can't even imagine not being able to drink some water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's almost like we live in a third world country, but sometimes the community got to pitch in and take one for the team. So I'm going to drop off a couple cases of water. I hope everybody will follow suit. And y'all have a great day.
You too. I mean, that's a great thing. But where they going to go use the bathroom? Water right away comes.
You know what, Bailey? You know what?
I'm just saying. They got one. If they all drink, they got one spot that they can go to. I'm just saying.
Bailey.
Keep it real.
Order in the studio.
Come on now. Am I lying? No lies detected. Thank you very much. Got some on the Truth Talk text line, 833-212-1017. Leroy says, sounds like a job for me. Crowley time for him to shine. I don't know about that. Okay, anyway, Miss Sassy said, I'm with Bailey. Mm-hmm. What you going to do?
You know, but yeah, I was definitely thinking about the water situation, like, and how the community
they do
can
need
just
water,
try to,
though.
Yeah, you know,
they absolutely need water.
And listen, and here's the thing, in my opinion, about water, because of doing a lot of different large events where, you know, I make sure that I have a lot of water, you know, it, even if they fix the problem, which I hope that it is a number one priority,
right,
to fix it. I just want to say this to those people who want to drop off water. Don't feel like just because, they say they water Black on, that you can't still drop it off.
Yeah.
Because water, you know, you can have water stored in your apartment.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So, still take it.
Yeah.
Still take it. So they'll have some bottled water.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how quick I'm going to trust the water when it comes Black on right away.
Right. Because,
you know, like, if you haven't had water going through your pipes,
you got to
let it
run.
Like, you got to there you go. You got to let it
run for a while.
To make sure that it gets right.
And all the impurities and whatever's backed up in there. Yeah.
So I would still encourage people to, if you can, just drop off a case of water or whatever you can.
Yeah.
If you can drop off a few cases, drop off a few cases. Mm-hmm. If you can only drop off a half pack of 24, you know, 12 pack, just do it.
Yeah.
Anything will help, at least for their drinking water.
Yes, you get what I'm saying?
And some may, and I don't care if they end up using it to pour in a dish so they can try to wash up.
Even. Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So I just know that, you know, every little bit
every
can help
bit,
at this time.
Yeah, every bit
can. To just let these tenants know that we give a damn and we care.
Yeah.
And we're trying to help in the best way that we can.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if they just put them down on the main floor, wherever they, you know, whoever's the office manager at that building now.
Yeah.
They're like, look, we just here to drop off water. We ain't trying to, you know, violate y'all's security policy or nothing like that.
Right.
We'll sit it all right here in this front hallway to
when
you first come in the building.
Yep.
Y'all can move it where y'all got to move it.
Yeah.
And just let all the tenants know that we do have water down here that they can come down and get, or they can have one of their family members or their caretaker come down and just grab some water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Grab some water. So that's something that we can do. Again, but that's crazy. Another crazy thing, Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Our children. There was a woman that was arrested, a 22-year-old woman that was arrested in an infant death that is ruled suspicious. And it says Milwaukee police are investigating the death of an infant on Monday, July 27th, and have arrested a woman in connection to that death. According to the Milwaukee Police Department, the seven-month-old infant was found unresponsive at about 11:20 a.m. near 25th and Hadley. Police say the cause of death is suspicious and is under investigation, and a 22-year-old woman was arrested. What do we do? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if people are paying attention to the amount of deaths of our children that are infants and 2 years old and 4 and 5 years old. It's a lot. It should not become common that we keep hearing about these children that are dying at these young ages. Some because the mothers or the fathers of those children have drug paraphernalia or drug residue from fentanyl and all kind of other drugs. And the baby bottle sometimes have, they done washed it in the water or whatever the case. But there's always different things, because I've read so many criminal complaints where it was the baby bottle and it had this in it.
Right.
And it had that in it.
Right.
The child was playing on the counter or on a table in the living room.
Right.
And there was residue from drugs that ended up killing the child.
Yes.
The child ingested it. And when they done the toxic report, you know, saw that the child had these drugs or alcohol in their system.
Right.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
You know what? You could only try to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have a child. It doesn't make you a parent.
That part.
It doesn't make you a mother. It doesn't make you a father.
That part.
You know, and people don't realize, these young ladies, when they have these babies, they don't realize the responsibility, especially when you're having your child at such a young age.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand how it works and how you up all night for the first 6 months, you know, and how, you know, I realized being a single mom,
mm-hmm.
there are many instances where I realized why it was better to be, it would have been better for me to be married to have a child. I'm going to just say that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my own experience.
Right.
You know, as far as the help side of it.
Right.
Right. As far as in the middle of the night, if you're the only one getting up to take care of that baby,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be up all night. and you're going to be tired the next day, and it just leads to another day and another day till that child sleeps through the night. And it's rough if you don't have any help. I'm just being real.
Yep, real tough.
And so there's a lot of responsibility involved with that. And these some of these young people, you know, back in the 90s or so, 80s, latter 80s, there was this whole babies having babies thing, mm-hmm, right? There was mm-hmm. a whole song about it,
right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the it was like a supposed epidemic, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it because young ladies, a lot of times when they have these kids, don't get it. Mm-hmm. You don't get it until right. you're involved with it, and you don't have the support or whatever you need. And then some people just flip out.
Right.
It doesn't mean that they never love their child or that kind of deal. But what happens is, I mean, they're still young. So they don't want to delve into the real responsibility of having a child, or they don't understand what really needs to happen.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they come into these situations where, you know, they could have used another hand or more understanding of the responsibility of having a child. And they you know, people turn to different devices.
Mm-hmm.
And it just explodes all over the place. It's just, yeah. you know, and that's when we come upon situations similar that we've been discussing.
On our Truth Talk text in our YouTube page, Jasmine Gooden, another great idea, said some adult bath wipes and some Depends, extra like $25, short-term solution, but it's something. And I absolutely agree with that. And like I said, you know, I personally was like, okay, I'm going to go get some water. But I'm making a commitment right now that on behalf of the Homer Blow Foundation, Inc., nonprofit 501c3, I'm going to take $300 to go and get some bottled waters.
That's wonderful.
You know, some bath wipes, some, you know, some wipes that they can have. And, yeah, so when I get off the air, I'm going to go and switch out vehicles. And as much as I can kind of fit in the vehicle, I'm going to fit it in the vehicle. And if I have to make a second trip, I'll make a second trip. But I'm going to commit $300 on behalf of the Homer Blow Foundation, nonprofit 501c3, to, you know, not only talk about it, but be about it.
Yeah.
You know, because there are people who just talk about it, and then there are people who just do it.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
So we're flipping back to the other topic.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that after reading her comment
right.
of saying that, you know, some donating some bath wipes, you know, some.
You know what? You know, that's
all those kind of
that
things.
That is good because people can take a bath
right
with mm-hmm. the wipes
yep and those
you know.
They might need Depends you know
yeah.
what I'm saying
uh-huh
yeah
uh-huh.
so all those things so I just wanted to do that and Jasmine Gooden West thank you for that suggestion because everything can help
yes
all right what you got Bailey
off the Truth Talk text line 833-212-1017 Greg said, also take them buckets of water out the house. It's free. Or containers of water.
Mm-hmm.
Millicent said, when will we have the discussion about removal of these people?
I thought Bailey was just having that when she brought up elections and somebody said, what does elections
yeah.
have to do with it? We got to get ready to take care of some bills.
She talk about the people from the community that ain't doing right, like the young lady and the baby and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those people, yeah, they need to. Well, I'm not going to say it now, but yeah, it's my opinion.
Oh.
I'll say it when we get black, though.
Okay.
I got an island for them.
Oh.
I got an island. It starts with the letter A. You're listening. I'm just saying, because it's a lot of people that need to go there. You know, it should be attended like some of the other huge amusement parks, but it won't be any rides and fun games. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We got to take care of these bills and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. Since 1927, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most with right home and auto coverage built around your real life. Because when you worked hard to build something, you want protection that works just as hard for you. That peace of mind means you're free to focus on your goals, your family, and the dreams you're chasing. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. You know,
was that too soft for you? I'm talking about the music. Was that too? You didn't want to? Okay. I'm just checking. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, Bailey. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay. You are stealth. You are so stealth.
Y'all don't understand. So Homer was supposed to read his thing. Mm-hmm. And we come back in, he hears the music, and he's like, no, you go ahead. You do yours. I'm like, last second. I'm like, oh, okay.
Order in the studio, baby.
I mean, it just is what it is. What? What? Am I lying?
No.
All right. There we go. Everything's clear.
Okay, so there's a place called Annihilation Island that I envision.
Oh, goodness, here we go.
Well,
okay.
I said I would, you know, I was talking about it.
I mean,
there's some people that they don't want to be right. And oftentimes, if you look at the history of some of these situations, they're habitual. And so if you just don't want to get it right, you know, and I get it, there's a lot
prison.
Of stories.
Called prison.
Not Annihilation Island. Oh, Annihilation Island
so
is
you
want to
be down with Xavier and y'all had the cage match.
No. Hell no. None of that. Annihilation Island is a place where all of those people go, and then it can never get full because there will be a switch that I can hit and vaporize everybody there, and so it never runs out of room. But those that do not deserve to be amongst
the electric chair.
No, Annihilation Island. Ain't no remnants. Ain't no let's have a service. Ain't no service. It's over. They're out of here. I'm just saying. Because, you know, you can. Yeah,
Millicent.
I get it.
Millicent, that's what she's talking about. The removal of these people.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. That's why I said I have a place. I said it starts with an A. And he was like, accountability. I'm like, no, not quite. But it is accountability. Because it's just like the 33-year-old woman.
Okay.
And she says she's a hero for shooting the 12-year-old boy.
Mm.
The community loved me. I'm a hero.
Who, by the way, in case you didn't check out our update yesterday, cannot walk. Has to go to physical therapy to be able to walk again.
Right.
So whatever she did, she has injured him so bad that he can no longer walk.
Yeah. And she has just a history of being a violent and not a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
And all 22 charges had habitual criminality repeater applied to it.
I mean, that's just for this particular case.
Yeah, but just this one. Now, so that meant that has this kind of record. She had just got out of prison.
Prison.
Not jail.
Prison.
Prison 11 days earlier.
11 days.
And here she go.
Mm. And is out waiting on another case to come up.
Mm-hmm. Right. Another felony.
Another felony case. Go ahead.
So my thing is, you know, how much are we going to you know, and that's the thing. I know I used to have the numbers for it, but maybe our producer Xavier can look it up for us. How much do we pay per prisoner? Like it's a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
It takes to house a prisoner.
Yeah.
And, you know, where you think of that money is coming from? It's coming from us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's become economical here.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's why I say if you love your loved ones, whether they're Toys R Us adults or this, that, and the other, it's one thing to make a mistake, and I get it. You can make a few mistakes.
Right.
But if they continue to graduate to next levels, I'm not with just saying, oh, you know, it's all a part of growing up. You know,
right.
You're going to learn this. You're going to learn that. You don't realize that that's like one of the scenes in Back to the Future with Michael J. Fox. And the baby was in the baby peeing or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, get used to that. Because you
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right,
because he's like, you're going to be in prison. You know, you're going to be in and out of prison a lot as you grow up.
Yeah.
And he was like, get used to that type thing. So, you know, my thing is, yes, do I believe that people deserve a second chance and sometimes even a third chance? I get it. Mm-hmm. But if you are escalating your criminal behavior and activity, I killed one person. I didn't mean to. Mm. You know, it's pretty tough to tell the family that when they saw a video of you murdering their loved one
right.
with no sense of remorse.
Right.
But now all of a sudden,
right.
You know, I'm sorry to the family and this, that, and the other.
I mean, here's the thing.
You're sorry you got caught.
Exactly. You know, here's the thing for me. Was she going to go in there and plead her case to the father that had to rush his child to the hospital because she decided she wanted to come out, hunt him down, and shoot him?
No, she said she's a hero.
12-year-old?
So,
she a hero?
No,
that's a hero?
Yeah, I don't hear no remorse in her voice.
To think about, I feel bad for that man. I feel bad for the boy, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to have to, I mean, think about how that probably tore him up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got to rush to take your baby to the hospital, your 12-year-old child to the hospital because some fool decided that it was important for them to come and shoot your child over a water bottle situation, selling water bottles. Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you 33 years old? No, no.
Yeah.
No.
So this is why I say, like, you know, isn't the goal to, if you made mistakes coming up, because, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, well, when I was coming up,
right.
you know, I did this and I'm happy that somebody believed in me and they didn't give up on me. I get
right. it. Yeah.
So what should be your mission once you become grown and you understood and you change your life around? What should be part of your mission?
Yeah.
To make sure that others don't make the same mistakes that you made.
Pass it along.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you were a mother that came up hard, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
We get it. You've done some things that you're not proud of.
Yes.
We get it. But I always say this, and the views and opinions of the legendary Homer Blow.
And Bailey Coleman.
Does not reflect that of Milwaukee Black Media or Civic Media, but are the sole comments of myself as well as Bailey Coleman. But if you ended up feeling like you had to be a stripper or, you know, you were in prostitution and then your daughter, you have a daughter and you saying that you want to get through college and all this kind of stuff. And then your daughter ends up being a prostitute.
Yeah.
Or you failed.
Yeah.
You failed because you said you were doing this to take care of your kids, to support your kids.
Right.
So now if your kids take the same damn path.
Right.
You did it so they wouldn't have to do it, right?
Right.
So that sounds like an F if you ask me. You failed.
Yeah.
If you ended up being a drug dealer and now I'd be like, man, I'm just trying to make sure that I can make it where my kids ain't got to never worry about nothing. But now your kids come up to be drug. You failed. In my opinion.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
No, that's true.
Yeah, we got to get ready to take care of some bills. Tim, we see you on the prison situation on our True Talk text lines, 833-212-1017. We got to take care of some bills, and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
I'm the legendary Homa Blow. Join Cousin Subs Club Rewards today. Grab your first sub and your next one could be free. After your first qualifying purchase, you'll earn a free sub and start collecting points for free food, exclusive deals, and even Cousin's gear. Sign up today. It's fast and easier than ever on the Cousin Subs app. Earn points online, on the app, or in store. However you enjoy Cousin Subs, your rewards are right at your fingertips. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Welcome Black to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. Bailey, is so many things going on, but we got Tim who is holding over. We were talking about, you know, some of the situations in prison and how much it costs to house a prisoner. I still want to try to get that number. I don't know if Xavier was able to pull it up. I know Sherwin probably got it. $450,000? $40,000 to $50,000 per inmate. Yeah. That's a lot. And that might be
per day. Wow. But sounds like they need to go to work and earn that money.
No, that's a year.
That's a year. Oh.
Yeah, now, think about how many prisoners we have.
They need to work while they're in there. Some of them do.
They do.
Some of them do.
They're on the stock market. They make a lot of the things that we wear, and they get pennies on the cents. I ain't going to even say on the dollar.
They need to pay for their room and board. Forget that.
Right, that part.
All their money need to go right back into the till.
Yeah.
Yeah, we pay $110 or $135 per day. Per inmate.
Wow.
Tim, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
Yeah. How you guys doing?
Bless. Great. Bless.
Great. Great. This is my first time calling you guys. But anyway, yeah, I was a little concerned about that. I heard him mention the number. I think county jail and state prison, I think even federal prisons are all different. But if you're just talking county, close to 200 per inmate per day. That's, I think, around close to $20,000 a year, mm-hmm. roughly, something like that.
Right.
But here's my thing. It's like we're paying for their food, their medical, which they get, and mental health care, housing and utilities, security, maintenance, and facility operations. So they're getting more than your average citizen.
Crazy.
On a regular day.
Yeah.
That's crazy, ain't it?
It doesn't make sense. So I know I'm paying a proportion of that. I'm actually a school teacher, so I know how much I'm putting out every year. I think it's like 27% of our income in Wisconsin, I believe, state of Wisconsin. That's ridiculous. And so I'm like, why can't I get my $14,000, $15,000 that I need a year? Well, I got to give it to somebody.
Right.
Exactly.
To live a lifestyle like this. But yeah, that's my take, and I appreciate you guys. I'll listen.
We thank you, Tim, for calling.
Thank you for calling. First-time caller. I love it. We got to have a thing when we have first-time caller. Ding! Right. First-time caller.
Absolutely.
Long-time listener. Love it, Tim. Thank you so much.
We've had a lot.
Yes, we have had a lot. So. We appreciate everybody's opinion.
Absolutely.
And everybody that calls in.
And again, like I say, agree or disagree, you know, I believe that you have a right to let us know what's your truth.
Exactly.
As long as it doesn't go across our FCC guidelines. You know what I'm saying?
And we'll try and ding you on that.
Right.
Al knows how that is, right?
Yeah. That part. But yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of money.
You know, and it's some people that, like, even as Tim was saying, like, it's a lot of people that don't even make that, like, above the poverty line.
Right.
You talking about $40,000 a year.
I mean, they get
even if it's 32.
Yeah. Hey, listen, they get in there, they get everything taken care of, and they get three squares a day.
Yep.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they got a way that they can get, like, extra food. They watch a little TV in there.
They
you know,
be going
they get
Facebook
a little snacks.
Live, Bailey. They be going Facebook Live. They be on Instagram. They really do.
Do they?
Oh!
Oh, wow.
Hey, there's some prisons where they be cooking fish and frying fish and chicken.
In the cell?
But they got it. They use them steel beds and they got the things. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to know, like, for the prisons that happens in, uh-huh. How do y'all not smell fried fish or fried chicken? We smell, you can be going past
them. They probably get mad. They probably be like, yo, can you hook me up? What? Can I get a plate?
Yep, that's probably the payoff. And it's crazy. It's crazy. But, yeah, some of them in there, they ain't even trying to come home.
They got it all set up.
They got their stores.
That's what they know.
They got their stores in prison.
Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah, you got their stores.
Yep. We doing trades and all that kind of stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's why.
They watch TV. They keep up on all the latest. Some of them got cable.
Yeah, and this is why I say mine would be because we talk about those that go to prison and there's no rehabilitation, right?
Right.
Like, you ain't watching regular TV if I'm in charge. All the TVs are going to have the things that we're saying. It's going to be educational. You're going to be able to take classes just like you can for colleges online and schools online, to whereas you can earn your GED or your diploma. You can earn your certification and degrees and all of that. Like, all of the TVs are going to be that. Ain't no you sitting here watching Bad Boys for Life and all that kind of stuff. You ain't doing none of that.
They got iPads up in there, too, though.
Yeah, yeah.
They got iPads.
They call people.
Yeah,
and, you know,
they get all the things.
Listen.
Palatial resorts.
Listen,
and some of them are.
You would have the Temu pad. That's what the hell you get if
the
I was
Temu
there.
Temu pad?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, then.
You ain't going to have no iPad. That's
okay.
The damn show.
All right.
You ain't going to even have a Samsung pad.
Okay.
You ain't going to have that. You're going to have a Temu one.
Team
whatever,
move,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Where you see the people you moving, be like, you know, I'm talking about the one that looked like the, what was it, the LED crystals or whatnot?
Oh yeah, yeah,
remember,
yeah.
Like Pong and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah. Pong. You gonna have Pong up in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, Pong.
They gonna have Pong tournaments.
That's it. That's it. That's about all you get. But no, like again, and I know they're human, but it's not. It shouldn't be like a luxury for them.
Right.
Because to me, that makes them say, oh, it ain't bad.
Yeah.
You know, they don't come out and talk about, man, you shouldn't go in there.
Right.
They do things like this 33-year-old woman, Cosella Burrell,
mm-hmm.
like can't wait to get black. She's lived her life in prison more than she's been out.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
And
so
she
it's like.
She get a little taste of freedom.
Right. And it's too much. It was an overdose.
She didn't even make it 2 weeks.
You know? And they say that, like, about some people who, once they've killed someone,
mm-hmm.
they said it's not difficult the next time. So you have some people that are really stone-cold killers out here.
Yeah.
Because they have people that they may have killed and have not had to go to jail for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's easy. For them, it's easier for them. Where me or you would probably, even if it was for our own protection, and it was, you know, self-defense, we'd probably be the ones that they show throwing up and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I can't believe I just did this. I didn't want to, you know, we'd probably be crying more than, you know, the family of the victim or whatnot.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I didn't want to have to do this.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have to do this. But some people that are just about that life, when you look at some of these videos that show some of the youth and some of the Toys R Us adults and just people in general, how many times and the overkill that they're doing with some of these homicides, you're like, bruh, sis, you know, like that wasn't enough. I mean, you already gave a kill shot to the head.
Yeah.
But now you want to run black and then run black up and fire some more shots. It is crazy looking at some of these people. And then when they get into a courtroom, I just want to say I'm sorry to the family. It wasn't nothing sorry about what you did
right.
and the way you did it.
Right.
So now I'm supposed to, you know, have mercy and I just wanted to say to the family. And then your family, after you done murdered and took somebody's loved one away, your family want to fight the family that will never get to see that person alive again. Your mm-hmm. family will have the chance to come visit you mm-hmm. in prison mm-hmm. while they have to go to a grave site.
Right.
They have to look at their mantle at an urn
yeah.
or wherever they keep the urn if they cremated the person.
Yeah.
That's not fair. No way that you look at that. There's nothing fair about that, in my opinion. And mm-hmm. I've always felt that way. I feel mm-hmm. some kind of way about that.
Yeah, like, you're right.
You know?
You're right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Some things definitely got to change. They got to change. They got to change, you know? Let's see, on our YouTube page, Mahdi said it's 90 to 100,000 a year to house death row inmates.
Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Jasmine Jazz West said they be doing TikTok dances. They do! All of that, Bailey.
Mm-mm.
Maybe I'm going to send you some videos.
Some prison videos?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know what states they in, but wherever they at.
So Orange is the New Black is actually real, right?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I have seen some prison shows where, you know, they're locked up,
mm-hmm.
Like Lock Up and
stuff like that. I used to
watch that all the time.
Mm.
DeAndre off the True Talk text line at 833-212-1017 said, now we know the real cost of freedom. Okay.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. Did you see where it was some middle school students that were talking about, like, they want to...
They need help.
Yeah, because they're going through some things.
Yeah, at home, and they're looking for help from school. And I find it very interesting that... They know how to express that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're doing what they need to do to try to get help in their home.
That part. So we got to get ready to take care of these bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl.
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. You know, it's so many stories that we wanted to get to. We got through a few of them, but this one.
Should we save this till tomorrow? Because this sounds like this is.
Yeah, I guess we should. But it's about Milwaukee middle schoolers sound the alarm. Help at school, hurt inside. And, you know, one of the things that I recognize about this, it's something that I also talk about a lot.
Yeah.
Whereas you got teachers that can't even teach because they have to try to be a counselor. They have to try to be a friend. They have to try to be, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like when you have so many children and youth that are going through things, you know, I know so many teachers that for some kids, they bring socks, they bring hats and gloves and stuff like that to school, and even underclothes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the students don't have. And, you know, that's something, and not that they're supposed to, but some of them have, you know, shared with me that they give them gift cards so they can get something to eat from certain fast food restaurants or whatnot.
Right.
Because
I mean, that may be the only meal they have that day.
Yep. I say that even with my party every year. You think about that when I say that. I say some of those children, that's why we don't mind. Yeah, eat. We got it. Yeah, go ahead. Come. You need some more? Yeah, get in line. Come on, get some more. It's okay. It's okay because you just don't know everybody's situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so if they can end up taking some and maybe saving it, you know, for them to try to eat later or take to some of their family or
yeah,
whatever the case
absolutely.
May be. But,
I
mean, yeah, it's a lot of – in this story, it really breaks down a lot of those students and how they're feeling and what they're dealing with and how teachers are their confidant
yeah.
in so many situations. But like I say, it takes away from the teacher just being able to focus on teaching.
Yes.
Because they don't want – if they're already talking about they don't have it at home or
right.
they don't have enough of it, you don't want to end up being the one to say, well, you ain't going to get it from me.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a
you don't want to be the one to let them down.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very deep story with a lot of interesting statistics that I think that some people will be surprised.
So we're gonna hit on that
on tomorrow
because yeah. it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot, and we really need to peel back the layers on that.
Right.
And
what can we do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What can we do?
It definitely deserves our time
mm-hmm.
and our attention because, you know, our kids aren't just our future. Our kids are right now.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. They are. And if we don't take the time to look out for them and take care of them now, we're going to end up with more chaos than we have right now. And
yep.
we all know it's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes these kids only need one person to just step in and say it's going to be all right and, you know, and let them, you know, because a lot of these kids, you know, either they're going to, it's like in these particular situations, it's either one extreme or another.
Mm-hmm.
Either they focus so much and do the best that they can do and open up a door for themselves to be successful, or they go the opposite direction.
Right.
You know, and so it's key and it's important that, you know, we try to reach,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
Them, each one of them, any way we can at that crucial moment.
Right.
And so these middle school students are really reaching out and it's important that we pay attention.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it goes to show you that, unfortunately, it's some PWKs
yeah.
involved, and even some of the students are recognizing it.
Uh-huh.
So that should be a great conversation on tomorrow morning. And Truth Nation, we definitely love to have you involved.
Yes.
Because it's going to take a collective, you know what I'm saying, a collective effort to figure out some of these things and what the solutions may be.
Right.
As it relates to them, because I got mine, you know, I got my ideas
mm-hmm.
of some solutions, but
right.
it's not just about me.
Right.
You know, it's about all of us.
All of us.
And I can only do one part. It's just like.
You can only do your part.
Right.
You could only save, as I used to tell my, my staff,
mm-hmm.
you could only save your quarter right here. It's
right.
you. It's your corner mm-hmm. right here on, you know, water and whatever,
right,
wherever you
right.
live or whatever. That's the part that you could do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if everybody gets on their corner and they save their little group right here, then you good. Then we'll have some success.
Yep. And the key thing is groups because, you know, people be like, if I say just one person, that's we losing too many.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. One just isn't enough for me to just boast on. You know,
mm-hmm.
one is just not enough because for every one, if you're losing 20, that's not good odds.
That's
true. Not good odds.
Yeah.
So we have to look and work better on that. And I survived without sending the videos from Casablanca and Revel.
No, we're going to have to do that tomorrow, too. We're going to have to do it tomorrow,
I'm going to send you some
see.
Of the videos today.
I want to see.
I'm going to send you. And you'll be like, what? Rick. And like, yep. Like, and this one was Casablanca. And this one was on.
Right.
And you got to remember.
Uh-huh.
What street is Casablanca on?
What street is that?
Xavier.
Is that Brady?
What street?
Oh, Brady.
Yeah.
Brady. Oh, my gosh. Brady
yeah.
Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they was in there. They was clowning. They were really clowning.
Really?
I don't know if Xavier saw the Casablanca video. Did you see that one?
On the rooftop?
They were all through.
No,
they was all up and through there.
What?
I'm not surprised. I mean, frequent guests there. Not me, but, you know, the type.
Wow.
You know, just as long as you didn't go to, you know, to, yeah, that you, yeah, they were there. They were in there. They, Bailey, you're going to be like, no, no. Yeah, you're going to be doing a lot of that. And some of these people just have no concern about showing themselves unclothed. And I guess you can look at how some of them dress anyway, because first thing you see coming out sometimes is, yeah. And it's a lot of women. And this is why it's really bad, because you got to think, some of those women have children. And besides leaning out for a father who may be or sometimes may not be there, who is the person that they, oh, my mama. So if your mama is on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, boasting, and making all of these threatening posts and all of that kind of stuff, you see what happened? You want some more? How do you expect that son or daughter to be anything else?
But that.
Right.
Unless they have another, we'll have to pray that they have another positive influence someplace in their life.
See, they are kicked out of their lives. Like, you don't tell my son or daughter what to do.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah. So now you the one into a fight with them just because you're trying to tell them, look, we destroying our girls, we destroying our boys, you know, we need to do this, we need to do that. Yeah, you do that for your kid. My baby is fine. This, that, and the other. No, your baby has already been in juvenile detention. Your baby has already been in the house correction. Your baby has already been. Stop. Stop acting like that's okay. Well, his daddy, his dad, so that's cool.
Yeah.
And some people really think that way. Did he fighting in prison?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he? He must have ran out of baby oil jail.
He got moved to solitary confinement, dog.
Yeah, so now he got to work with himself. You caught it. Okay. Order in the studio.
Home blow.
I had to check myself. I thought I could skate on out of here with that. What you got, Bailey?
You know what? People get on your nerves. You still got to trust God and do good. Skate right past it. Pray for him. And you know what? Something great is going to happen for you today. Or it's already happening. Keep it right here. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right. Up next, the award-winning Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM from 9 a.m. to noon. Followed up by the lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon with their new hours from noon to 2. Then we'll go and hop on the grapevine with Manon Sabir with his new hours of 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And then we'll tap in with Jazz Tyler from 4 to 7. Guess what? There's going to be a special interview coming up on next Monday on Tap In with Jazz Tyler. You'll never guess who the special guest might be from 4 to 6. I ain't going to tell you, but I just say pay attention. You're going to learn today. We up out of here. Peace. Thank you, Xavier, for a great show.